Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Everybody, hope you're having a great day today. Last day of May, and boy, do we need your help here to help us finish out the month of May. We're going into summer. It is summer. It's hot here in Indiana. Joining me, two people that have learned to not be hotheads, and that is Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. You guys doing all right today?
Doing good.
We're doing good. Not hotheaded today.
Yeah. You know, summer can be really stressful for people. Like, they think, oh, I've got to have this great vacation, I've got to have this stuff. But really, if we can just get off of that and enjoy ourselves, relax a little bit, it can be a great, great time for all of us.
Yes.
It sure can.
Yes, right? Because any time away is good, right?
Well, it's just
having a break in our normal routine. And
it's just nice to be able to sit in the backyard.
Even if it's at home, yeah.
It is. Well, let's go, rather than chit-chat or not, okay. Let's go to the phones and let's talk with Tammy, Austin, Texas. That's where she's calling from. Hi, Tammy. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I will ask my question and then let you go take it from there. How's that?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
So how do you know when you've forgiven somebody or completely gotten rid of all bitterness? Because I know the Bible tells us to rid ourselves of all bitterness.
Okay. Well, what was done to you?
So how do you know when you're done with it?
Well, what was done to you and who did it? Let's start there.
Well, I've experienced multiple sexual abuse, starting when I was 8 and through my teen years, and then betrayal from my mother and my brother.
Oh, wow.
And right now it's mostly, you know, with probably more so my mom, just trying to, because she has basically called me the other woman.
So your father abused you when you were a child.
Your stepfather.
Oh. And then she allowed it or looked the other way.
I feel like yes, that she did. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know until recently when, you know, I took her to one of the Healing is a Choice weekends, and her repertoire basically is to just blame everybody else.
Yeah.
And even in that weekend, she blamed the counselor or whatever that was leading that she didn't get to talk. And so when I tried to open up to her about her life and how things went with her, just to kind of get to know her a little bit more and her background and maybe why she had so much hurt, that was when she turned on me and pretty much blamed me for the situation.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Well, that's very sad. And it is, it's one thing to be abused. It's another thing to be blamed for that abuse. And I got to tell you, in the world of mental health and those that lack it, your mom is just one of the more severe cases of a defective person. Really, really a sick person.
Well, she's closing down on herself and pushing everyone else away. It's kind
very
of a self-protection, right? And so she's locked in that.
We're going to help you right after this. I am so sorry that you had to go through this, still going through it. Your question was about forgiveness. We might want to lead you in a different direction to help you get there.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Well, one of those very sad cases. We're talking to Tammy, and not only was she abused by a stepdad, but boy, the mother just can't see it.
Yeah, and it's so hard because, you know, you have trauma that happens to you, but then how it's responded to is also traumatic. And sometimes it's even more hurtful to have that lack of support. And Tammy, for you, you didn't realize that till you were an adult. But no matter when, you know, that's got to be really, really hurtful because your mom really is incapable of being there for you. She cannot see past her own hurt, which is sad for her.
And it's hard to forgive somebody that keeps on hurting you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part is just because it keeps happening. I keep thinking I'm forgiving her and I keep trying to reach out.
Yeah,
and,
but
you know,
that,
appeal and,
the fallacy is that you think because you've forgiven her, you can reach out and something's going to change in her, but there's nothing's going to change in her. And because she's not entering into the process with you.
Right. You're looking for reconciliation with her.
Yes.
And that's where you need something from her.
So the call was about forgiveness. And we want forgiveness to take place because we don't want your mom to take up residence inside of any part of you. You know, she's not entitled to that. But it seems like to me, you know, there's this big need to look at the reality of who your mom is, grieve the loss of not really having a mom that was there for you, and then after that, you know, move into the process of forgiveness. I often ask people, if someone were shooting you and they still had bullets in the gun and they were still shooting you, would that be a time to forgive, or would that be a time to
or to ask
to
them
protect
for a hug?
Yourself?
No.
Well, or would it be a time to protect themselves?
Right.
And I think you need to protect yourself from your mom and distance yourself from her rather than be so focused on forgiving her right now. Yeah. You don't want to get bitter, but you need to protect yourself.
Because, Tammy, you're doing that kind of that child stance of, if I can just do the right thing, if I can change me, then my mom will recognize me. Then I'll have the relationship I wanted. Then things will be okay. And that gives us a sense of control if we can make it us. But this isn't you, right? And so you're having to, like we've said already, you're having to grieve who your mom is. And it's not that we make her all bad. You just have to see her within the context of her limitations. It's too painful. When people shut things down, that means they can't even tolerate the thought. They have no capacity for that.
No, she's not all bad. She's close, but she's close not all.
Okay,
all,
guys.
I just want to acknowledge how bad she is. I mean, sick she is what I want to say.
Well,
I mean,
she's traumatized really, too.
But the answer to your question is, when do you know that you have forgiven, totally forgiven, is when you expect nothing.
Yes.
And you still have expectations, which means that your forgiveness is incomplete. You may be doing some excusing of her behavior. But the key is to protect yourself, like Jill was saying and Steve was saying. Staying away from her and not expecting anything to be different from her is
well working on part. Lowering the expectations before you would come around her. Get what you need from other people who are safe and who are willing to be there for you. That's where you gain your strength. And then you see your mom is almost handicapped. And if you want to interact with her knowing she's handicapped and, like if she's unable to walk, you don't expect her to walk. And you deal with her in that way and realize the relationship is going to be limited because no matter how much you forgive, if she's not there and can't come to the party, then you can't have a true, authentic relationship.
Yeah, we tell a lot of people to lower the expectation. Here, I think you might want to just go ahead and remove every bit of expectation whatsoever because this is just...
That was cruel what she did.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Tammy?
We pretty much haven't had a relationship for several years.
Hard.
I mean, it's pretty much just all text.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's relatively safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad that you've called us. And I think Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers would be a great book.
That would be really good for you, Tammy.
All right. Okay.
Thank you
Coming
very much.
Your way. Anybody else, if you want that, it is a resource at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we can get that to you. Also, we have this great resource by Dr. Dave Stoop. It's Understanding and Loving a Person with an Alcohol or Drug Addiction. It's right out of the Ardburn Wellness series, and it's not one that's written from a textbook. It's personal experience, and I think it's really going to help you. I think it can really give you insight, and I also think when you read something like this, it's the best chance that the person is going to get the help they need, so you're not struggling with them as they continue to struggle. Let's go back to the phones, and how about we talk with Tanya? She's a Club New Life member, it says right there, from Brea. So, hi, Tanya. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I'm in a very complicated situation with my husband of 25 years. The question is really probably, should we separate or should I just let go and let God? We've been to the intimacy workshop, and he said he would embrace it, but we got back home, and really nothing has changed.
Mm. Well, did he get any help before he came back home?
No. Well, he agreed to go to see the Christian counselor that I've been seeing for the last couple of years. And but he's made disparaging remarks about her. So, and he'll say he'll embrace whatever she says, but then we go back home and He basically, in my opinion, lacks integrity because he'll say he'll do something, but he won't follow through with it.
Yeah.
And it's,
okay.
It's really been difficult because he won't own anything he does, and he's had an affair before. Mm. But this all came about 2 years ago. He became, I would think, call it an emotional affair with one of his colleagues, his coworkers. That I discovered just accidentally through some texting on the phone, which I had never checked his phone. And then it led to finding out he's been talking and texting for probably 3 or 4 months. And I asked him not to work with her anymore. And he said he wouldn't. And then, kind of a double betrayal, he continued to work with her and told me he wasn't working with her. And meeting her for coffee and all kinds of things. So
So
he just tells you what you want to hear.
What are you going to require of him Sounds like, so far, nothing.
Well, not actually. I've asked him. We went to counseling. We've gone to the seminar. And so I asked him to leave. And then he would leave for a couple of days, and then he'd come back. And so I let him know, this is not something where you can come and go unless you're ready, because I don't feel loved by him. I don't. He doesn't focus on me. He does not honor
God.
He goes to church every Sunday. So I asked him to leave, and I just found out he took a huge sum of money from his 401k to actually get an apartment.
Well, you know what I think is that the best advice that we can give you is to get an attorney to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Which is not usually
what you hear
from. It's not what you hear from a Christian counselor, but I know it's scary to do that. It's hard, but you're going to end up with nothing if he continues down this path.
Yeah, the fact that, so he took out money now to go get an apartment. So, Tammy, you really do need to protect yourself. You need to know what's in all of your accounts. You need to make photocopies of everything, and you need to get some legal advice. Because if it sounds like as soon as he thinks you are serious, he's going to go in the offensive mode. Because it sounds like he will go to great lengths to just pretty much do what he wants and not move toward you.
And you for whatever reason, haven't required anything of him, really.
Or haven't been able to.
Well, he's pretty slippery, Steve.
Yeah, but you're going to just let him walk out the door with more and more money going away. I don't want that to happen for you.
No, I have asked him to. You can't force a person to do anything.
No,
but I probably stayed much too long and tolerated much. You know, we have children, so I was trying to protect the family. But my kids are saying you need to have him leave. They're old enough that they're adults.
Yeah,
and in college.
But you've got to get some legal advice, Tanya, because there are legalities that are designed to protect you that you need to be aware of. And regardless of whether you stay separated or work on reconciling, you still need to see somebody legally to find out what your rights are and how you can enforce them and protect them.
Yeah. Right. So I would just say this to all women and men who you see a lack of character, or you see betrayal in some form, to minimize it and not react, hoping it's going to get better, it's kind of a belief that character can dramatically correct itself. It can't.
Right.
You need intervention. You need help. I mean, if you were to confront somebody and they fell to their knees weeping and said, I'll do whatever it takes, that's different than, well, maybe I'll go get a little counseling here. Maybe that'll help.
Right.
Jill,
well, he says the right things. And, when you've invested so much and when you're the one that is more invested, you want that to be true. And so it's almost like your mind can play tricks on you, and it eases that anxiety of having to do the really difficult thing. But I think it's important that you really look at all of his behavior, which I think you're doing, and really see the reality of it. Bounce it off of your friends, people you trust. This is the reality, that he says one thing and does another. So the criteria is, we need to separate, because until I see your words and your actions matching, and you let me know what you're willing to do for us to have a marriage.
Yeah. You know what you end up with? You end up with two people lying to you, the other person and yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's no fun. But here's what I'm going to do. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about when you are betrayed, what could you see or ask for before you let somebody move back in, or before you assume that things might be better or will be better. And I'll go through just some things that I jotted down the other day about this, because it's so common. People call us and it's just like, he did this, I let it happen, he now he's back, and we're just in the worst shape ever because we thought anything was going to be different. If you don't get help, it isn't going to be. So we'll go over all of that. Back to our gift this whole month. It's been, and this is the last day for it. It is loving a person with alcohol and drug addiction. It's in the Arterburn Wellness Series. Dave put this together. And if you know anything about addiction, recovery, and the Christian faith, Dave is, he's the grand master. Nobody gets it better than Dave. And he's put it all right here in this great little book, and we want you to have that. It's our way of saying thank you, or you could just order it if you need it. And it doesn't matter whether or not you think you need a workshop, a counselor, book, whatever. You just call us with whatever problem. We're going to help you. We're going to do the best that we possibly can wherever you are. And the number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When you support us, you're supporting a call center of people. They're there, and all they want to do is just save somebody else's life today. It's a pretty great place to work. So if you need help, we've got helpers that want to help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, we'll come back after this. We'll talk about some sincere signs of transformation when you've been betrayed.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Larry Sonnenberg's here. Larry?
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Doing okay, thanks. I want to first off say thank you to everybody who has been giving, is giving, especially Club New Life members. You know, I come on the radio most every day and seek support, and too often I forget to say thank you, because that's one of the most important things we can do. So if you're a giver, thank you. I was thinking about coming in here, and I was thinking about the audience out there, probably a lot of eyes rolling, thinking, oh my goodness, here we go again. You know, do I have to hear this?
Larry.
Do I have to hear this one more time? Well, yes. Yes, you do.
But, please don't turn off your TV.
But you know,
you haven't called us to give.
I say, what you know, what will keep me from having to come in here and do this is if we experience Ephesians 3:20 financially, if we experience more than we ever thought or imagined, and you can be a part of that by making a gift to New Life. You know, I felt a little bit oh, I don't know what the word is. We're at Fairfax Community Church, Steve, and a guy comes up to me and he says, "Hey, I'm one of those freeloaders." And I felt real guilty because one day on radio I said to people, you know, if you've been listening for years and years, you're really freeloading. You're not giving.
And did he hand you a check?
He smiled and he said, "I'm joined Club New Life."
Oh, yay.
So because it worked, I want to say it again. If you are somebody who has been listening to the radio for months, for years, and you have never given, you know, it's time to stop freeloading. You can support New Life. You can be a part of the family. Buy into it. Show us that you really believe in us by just not listening, but by making a gift. I'm on a campaign this year to get more new givers than we've ever had before because I believe in what we do, and I believe it. Your giving can not only change this ministry by helping us do more than we do, but it's going to change you because when you give, something happens and it changes you.
Yeah. So, you know, most people are familiar with the name Warren Buffett. They know he's not Jimmy Buffett's dad. He's the he's the great investor and, you know, one of the wealthiest men in the world. He said this about money. He said, "What money does is it magnifies you. Money gives you a chance, if you're a slob, to be a really big slob, a huge slob." Then he said this, "On the other hand, if you're inclined toward doing good things, it gives you the power to do a great many great things." Isn't that a great quote? I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you see about 500 passages in the Bible on prayer and about 2,000 passages on money, because it is such a barometer. And all we're asking is if you benefit from the program and you're grateful for that, help us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support the program. That would be a great thing.
And the two ways I'd ask you to consider, one is just a very generous gift. Make a gift that makes a difference. And that, when I say make a difference, it's up to you. I'm not setting an amount. It's you, your budget. You know, somebody told me the other day, if people can make their mortgage payment, their rent, and feed their family, after that, they ought to be given the New Life. That's a little bit extreme, but it's not too extreme. But the other way is by joining Club New Life. That's our monthly giving program, and we want to grow that so that we don't have to keep coming back on the air. If Club New Life doubled and tripled and quadrupled, we would have a lot of the financial woes dealt with. And the only way we're going to do that is a little bit at a time. And we figured if we get six people to sign up each day, it's going to make a big difference this year, and we'll keep it going next year. So if you can help us with that, $30 a month or more, you get a great welcome gift. You get access to our video library. It's just phenomenal. So help us, and if you can do either of those, give us a call and let us know we can help.
I want to say one more thing, that this ministry is the hardest working people around you'll ever find, and your support, that support goes a long way because of the hardworking people that are here. All right, I want to just mention this little progression of response that we ought to see in a person. If they've really hurt us and you really want to see some change, you would, first of all, you'd see regret. Now, a lot of times that regret's just regret that they got caught, right? So that's not the goal. Oh, I regret that happened. Second thing you'd want to see would be repentance, which is simply you were headed one way and you're headed the other. So regret would be first, then repentance. And in that repentance, you'd see a person wanting to get help. They'd be so convinced that they needed to go the other direction, they'd be getting help. Then the third thing, which is really important, is not just regret and repentance. Not just, I wish I hadn't gotten caught, and now I'm going to do some stuff. But remorse is such a great thing to see in a person. They really understand your pain, and they feel horrible about it. Then they're willing to make restitution, and they want restoration. And so what you need from them to restore the relationship, they're willing to do it. They want to make restitution. that's all of that is just so far beyond somebody saying, I'm sorry, can I come back home now? You want to see all of these things, and especially do you want to see somebody in their remorse and their desire to make restitution get the help that they need, rather than act like it's just all going to be better. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more phone calls right here on New Life Live. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We want to help you.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things for you to be aware of. If you want the most up-to-date information from New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You get special offers, connection, and encouragement. And if you are on social media, you might want to get Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. But it's more than just a filter. It's also an accountability tool. It's great to use with your spouse, a friend, or an accountability partner, and provides reports for online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You'll get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com website to get you started. Steve, back to you.
All right. We do have some great, great resources for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We want to help you. Please go and get that help that you need. Right now, let's go to David, Alexandria, Virginia. And he listens on WAVA. Hi there.
Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
Yes. Just before I go into my question and my main problem, which I'm addressing, I had a severe sexual addiction for many years. I went to every man's battle. I was in sober recovery, and I've been celibate for 8 years now, and the pornography issue has gotten extremely significantly a lot better in the last couple of years. I praise God for that and every man's battle and sober recovery. I'm calling about fear of the future. I find myself with just tremendous fear about my future. I was diagnosed with bipolar 1 when I was 25, although I probably had the illness when I was much younger, and it really interfered with my education and a lot of other things. So I've been dealing with bipolar for a long time, for 21 years, and it's greatly affected my ability to work and to function at a job. And so I have a 84-year-old mother who she's She's taken care of me a lot. I'm not completely by any means, but just significantly over the years, she's helped me a lot. And with her getting old, much older now and much more inclined to sickness and everything, I just have a fear that I'm going to lose everything I have when she dies. And the apartment I live in, I live with her. I just have a tremendous fear that I can't function and take care of myself and work and know that I'm going to be in a really bad situation.
Okay. So is there a specific question that you have, or do you want us just address the dilemma?
I guess I'm interested in hearing. My father was extremely weak, and he probably had a mental illness that was never diagnosed. Mm. And so the combination of the bipolar and my father has left me, you know, really vulnerable, I think. And sometimes I think I might have something like learned helplessness or something like that's causing me to be so afraid of being able to take care of myself in the future.
Okay.
Well, and having your mom there to kind of oversee and buffer things for you, while it's been helpful, I think perhaps it's given you, you know, kind of that feeling, that illusion that you're incapable. Because unfortunately, as much as us moms don't like to hear it, you know, we're the nurturers and the caretakers, but kids feel small around their moms. And so there, you haven't had someone who really has kind of helped you branch out into the world and believe in yourself in that way. I think it's important, David, that you know, this fear is coming up now, so let's make use of it. Instead of being paralyzed and sinking into the helplessness, let's use it to inform and say, okay, well, mom's not going to be here forever, so I'm going to need to put some things in place for when she's not here. I'm going to need to look at the ways in which she has helped me and start to emulate that and start to, while she is here, taking over some of those functions. While I still have her to lean on, I can start to do for myself in ways, and we can talk through ways that I can handle situations, you know, when she's gone. I'm assuming you have, a doctor that's involved and that you're on medication.
Yes.
Okay. So having a treatment team or the right people in place to help see you through if you should struggle is really important. Okay. That's a piece of it. Looking at what are the other resources. You went to EMB, you're in CR, the different things you're doing. You know, friends, contacts, people out in your community and in your support system, those are all people that when we lose our parents, we have those people, those relationships that we have built up over time. They move in and become like family. Not that they're going to live with us and take care of us, but that we can go to and there's that mutual caretaking.
You know what you need probably is a sponsor who would be like a counselor to you that would be a resource. If not, and then I would try to get more than one. So get some men who would mentor me, and you have the counselor because you're on the medication and you're compliant with that, which is a plus.
Yes, it's really important.
That's very important, and I hope you stay that way.
David,
get some help from a sponsor and some mentors who will guide you in that process of breaking away from your mom and being on your own.
Yeah. Hey, David, I just want to encourage you too. Men, you can man up, so to speak. You know, I understand you being anxious and afraid of this, but you can make this work for you, and you can – you know, maybe at the funeral or the wake, if she dies, that you're talking to some guys. Could you help me out for the first week or so? You can adjust and adapt, and you've got more strength in there than you ever dreamed. And every morning, if you wake up and you say, God, I know you created this universe, you created me. Jesus, I know you died for me, and you showed me how to live. And then you address the Holy Spirit, just as powerful a part of God, the Trinity. And Holy Spirit, come in me today. Dwell in my heart. Strengthen me beyond anything that I could do for myself. And help me become the man that I know I can be under your power, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, there's a really good chance you're going to start to experience life in a way that you've never experienced it before. Okay? You can do this.
Well, and the big secret, too, you know, about adulthood, I heard somebody say one time, is that, you know what, we're all afraid. We're all afraid, but we step out anyway. So it's not waiting till you're not afraid. It's stepping out in the midst of your fear so that you realize, oh, okay, it wasn't as scary as I thought, or I can do this.
Yeah, if you don't face your fear, it grows larger. But if you face the fear and do some of the things we're talking about, you'll find that the fear grows smaller, and that's just kind of the way it works.
And you just don't want to act desperately like, you know, you have no ability to mm-hmm. be independent. You just be patient with yourself. Ask for help, just like you talk with us. And I think you might just be surprised at how good things can get in a very short length of time. Really glad that you called. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible. It's a great strength builder. It's a study Bible just for men, written from a male perspective. And I hope and pray, I think you're really going to like it. All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number if you ever need some help. Do we ever want to help you. We've been doing it for 30 years. And to that number 30, that's the number to become a Club New Life member. Have access to the video library, many, many other benefits that are there as a member of the club. But no benefit is greater than knowing that because you supported us, somebody got the help that they need. Somebody somewhere maybe never would have turned their life around if you hadn't decided that you wanted to support us. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number, or you could go to newlife.com. And don't forget that this is the kind of ministry, it's just transformation. That's all we're interested in. It's not people feeling good or better, but feeling good about themselves because they have some redemptive relationships based on God's truth, and they're allowing God to transform their lives. That's what we want for you, and I hope that you want it bad enough. You'd call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you'd support us. We will take a break and come back for our final segment here on New Life Live. It's the end of the month, and tomorrow, brand new month. What do you want to do? What do you want to say? Okay, last time I'll ever do that, move into a new month, put that behind me. You can do that, but it's best done with some help. And you can get that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, we'll take this break. Come right back. After this, you are listening to New Life Live, and that number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Really glad you're with us here today. And, you know, Jill Hubbard, she's written some great books. The latest book, Forgiving Our Fathers.
And Mothers.
That's a great one.
Yes.
And Mothers. Throw them in there, too.
Yeah.
That's a great book, not to give somebody for Father's Day, but maybe read it before Father's Day, so it could be a good Father's Day gift. And then, of course, Dave's great book, Working and Writing with a Maniac. I love that one. No, that's not true. But
An experiential memoir.
Yeah. We have been together for a long time, and we do... we do love working together, and I've loved working with Dave. And it's just kind of funny that most people that start writing together and working together, they don't very long. They can't stand each other.
And, wow, you guys!
I can still stand Dave.
That's really cool.
I think
was that the question?
No, there was no question.
Okay,
but anyway, the thing that I love about you guys. Is that both of you, from a little different perspective, have wisdom. And wisdom is an extremely rare thing. You know, the Bible is so specific. It says, and this is not anything profound, but it's right there in Scripture. It says, hey, don't copy what a fool does. Do what the wise do. And, you know, somebody said they were making a joke. Excuse me. They said, okay, so go find somebody that's lost everything. Don't do what they did. And find somebody that has been successful and do what they do. But I like to joke saying, you know, knowledge is knowing that a tomato is not a vegetable. It's a fruit. But wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. It doesn't taste good in a fruit salad, even though it's fruit. And a lot of people know stuff, but they don't have a wisdom that people can utilize and access. And that's what I appreciate about you guys, is that in your own way, you have wisdom. Dave, you've raised all these great kids, and you've got grandkids and now new dogs. And Jill, you're a single mom, and that must have not been easy to get into.
It wasn't necessarily my choice to get into it. But yeah, it's certainly not easy, because God designed it to be a job that was meant for two. And so when you find yourself in a job meant for two, doing it by yourself, I think even more so, I need wise people around me. And none of us can go through this life alone. And so, you know, I have my people for everything. My wise people, my wise friends, I was joking at the break, I have my handyman on speed dial, you know, my painter that's been there for a decade. And people like that in my life that, you know, that helps me with, you know, some maintenance things in my life. But emotionally, I have people that I can, you know, call at a moment's notice, or my friends' husbands will help me out with things. And it's wonderful to have that team around me. And so because there are times when you feel alone and you're in this battle and you're having to do the hard thing and you need somebody that says, you can do this and we're here with you. We'll stand with you or we'll be behind the scenes with you. And that's been a wonderful help for me.
It makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference, yeah.
And that's what David needs to develop is a mm-hmm. network like that he can draw on and speed dial.
Yeah. You know, actually, I have to tell you guys this one thing. When my daughter was graduating from eighth grade, she was at a Christian school, and we do this blessing, and the parents are supposed to stand up and do this blessing. And it was the hardest thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to be that one mom at the Christian school that's standing up without the dad and having to do this blessing. So I stood up and I kind of got choked up and I started to talk. And then all of a sudden, two of my friends, a couple, stood up and like came and stood by the microphone with me and actually stood there.
How about that?
That was the coolest thing ever.
Wow,
so,
that's great.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Great, great visual and support.
Well, I was just talking to one of the kids about when you get in trouble, you have to initiate a thing called reversing your thinking. And, you know, when we get in trouble, when we struggle, we want to just hole up by ourselves, isolate.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the reverse of that. You got to say, I've got to go get some people. I've got to get some support. And sometimes you just have to do the exact opposite of what you feel like doing. And that's so great when you went rather than in shame, say, oh, I'm just not going to show up. I don't want
right.
to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Or you say, like David's thinking, I can't handle this thing. He can handle mm-hmm. it. He can do it. I think he's going to man up and
he's going to learn some things about himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to internalize his mom and draw from what she's given him.
Yeah. You know, I don't have it on my call. So I think we have another caller. Do you guys want to take that call real quick? I don't have it up on my call screen here. Do you
sure.
have that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go to that caller, because I don't know who it is.
I
but whoever it is, we'll
name.
Take a quick call here at the end.
Either, but
okay. Hello, whoever you are. you're on with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How could we help? We don't have a lot of time, but I thought we ought to just go ahead and get your call in here.
Well, thank you so much, and just thank you guys for all that you do. My quick question is, I am a school bus driver, and I have a 13-year-old girl who is required, apparently by court, to have to go spend some time over summer break with the grandparents. And
mm-hmm.
she told me that she has been bullied by them. Mom is very concerned, but they don't think they have any rights. And so mom kind of just becomes a victim. And I said, I think there's got to be some guardian ad litem mm-hmm. or some sort of protection the child can have while she's at this court-ordered, mandated time with grandparents who bully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would think so, yeah.
She's old enough that she may have those rights.
Yeah, by 14, for sure, she can make those choices.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't tell her, I think, that she has the choice, but she does. And I think legally it sounds like they need some input. They need to find out what their rights are.
Does she live where you live, same town or a different town?
The child, or you mean the
child.
The grandparents? No.
The child.
The child, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm her school bus driver, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so how about make a phone call to the the district attorney's office?
And find out about child advocacy.
Yeah, and just make one phone call and say, I'm a bus driver. How about it?
And I've heard
this.
Because you are someone that I think would have to kind of report things, so I don't know if you're completely mandated, but you're dealing with the public and dealing with children, so it wouldn't be out of line for you to call.
Yeah, and the fact that you're
correct.
A bus driver, I think, gives you credibility, and
mm-hmm.
they would honor that. So mm-hmm. you know, you could be able to get some information. Maybe the mother wouldn't. Boy, that'd be so great to be able to slip a little note to that girl and say, "Here, give this to your mother."
Mm-hmm.
I don't think see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, the mother is actually asking. She didn't think there was anything, and I said, I think there is. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe the two of you can call together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well,
thank you so
let me
much
send
thank
you.
Thank you for all that you do. And
thank
I became
you.
A new, and I became a club member, so I'm
yay.
So
well,
thankful.
That's wonderful.
Hey, well, do you have Jill's book on The Secrets Women Keep, by any chance?
I do not.
All right, I'm going to send that to you, and I really appreciate you you letting us talk to you here today. God bless you, all right? Well, you know, sometimes a bus driver is a gift from God,
yep,
an angel sent from heaven.
Yep.
And that just might be what we're dealing with right here. All right, time's up. We're out of here. But you can contact us anytime at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'd love for you to do that. Would you? 1-800-NEWLIFE. God bless you. See you here tomorrow.
Thanks Bye-bye. For listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.